Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a promising innovation in water treatment that tackles nitrate contamination using advanced materials and techniques. As many of you may know, nitrate pollution poses a significant threat to water quality worldwide, contributing to problems like eutrophication. But scientists have recently developed a way to improve the efficiency of turning nitrate into ammonia, a much less harmful substance. Let's break down the findings and the critique surrounding this research. The study we're discussing focuses on the use of nanoporous electrofiltration, a method that can enhance the atomic utilization efficiency of single-atom catalysts. Traditional electrochemical reactors have struggled when it comes to effectively reducing nitrate levels in low-concentration scenarios, often due to their limited effectiveness at the active sites where the reactions occur. The researchers behind this study aimed to address that limitation. In their approach, they incorporated single-atom catalysts into an electrified membrane. Specifically, they used a type of iron known as single-atom iron, Fe1, anchored to nitrogen-doped carbon. This setup significantly increased the exposure of active sites, which are critical for the nitrate reduction reaction. The innovative aspect here is the membrane structure. It's made from a carbon nanotube framework woven together like a fine fabric. This design allows for better transport of nitrate molecules through tiny pores while simultaneously positioning the iron atoms where they can react effectively. The results were impressive. They recorded an ammonia turnover frequency, basically, how efficiently the iron transforms nitrate into ammonia, of 15.1 grams of nitrogen per gram of metal per hour, an astonishing figure compared to previous studies. Additionally, the system demonstrated over 86% Faradaic efficiency, meaning that a large portion of the electricity used during the reaction went directly into the desired chemical process rather than being wasted. This is an encouraging sign for the scalability of the technology in real-world applications. However, no research is without its critiques. An AI scientific reviewer highlighted a few strengths and weaknesses of this work. On the positive side, the methodology was well documented and allowed for reproducibility. This transparency in methods is vital for other scientists looking to replicate or build upon these findings. The research also made a meaningful contribution to the field by addressing the challenge of nitrate removal in a novel way. On the other hand, one notable concern surfaced regarding data availability. The reviewer pointed out that while the study mentioned various analyses and techniques, it didn't provide clear access to the datasets required for a complete evaluation of the results. This lack of accessible data hinders the validation process for other researchers in the field. In summary, while this research introduces an exciting step forward in managing nitrate contamination, the scientific community would benefit from enhanced data sharing practices, improving the study's overall impact and reproducibility. Now let's explore the implications of these findings further. Imagine a world where we can effectively manage nitrate levels in our water systems, preventing algal blooms, safeguarding our aquatic ecosystems, and ensuring clean drinking water for communities. This technology could be that bridge. By allowing us to convert harmful nitrates into ammonia safely, it indirectly supports our agricultural practices, providing essential nutrients for crops without adding further stress to our environments. In the big picture, this discovery echoes broader themes in science, finding sustainable solutions to some of our most pressing environmental issues through innovation and technological advancements. The potential applications stretch beyond just clean water. They could also enhance our approaches to local food production and support energy resources aimed at minimizing fossil fuel use. Given these exciting developments, let me invite you to keep your curiosity alive. We thrive on exploring the wonders of science, and who knows what future advancements await us as scientists continue pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of SciBud. If you enjoyed our discussion or want to dive deeper into the science behind these innovations, don't hesitate to reach out or leave us your feedback. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and let's continue unraveling the mysteries of science together.